Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate at Sodom. Remember, we talked about this weeks ago about how Lot, when he separated from Abraham, he looked towards Sodom. First time here, he looked towards Sodom. Next time you find him, he's in Sodom. And the next time you find him, he has a job for you. Four times you find him at Sodom, and he gets more and more, Lot is involved in Sodom. At first he just looked. Then he kind of moved. Then he became involved. Now he's sitting at the gate. In other words, he's one of the leaders of Sodom. He sat at the gate. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Verse number 2, and he said, "Behold, my lords, turn in, I pray, into your servant's home, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go your own ways." And they, the angels, said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night." Verse number 3, he pressed upon them greatly, speaking of Lot to the angels. And they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he, speaking of Lot, made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Now, verse number 4. But before they lay down, remember this is at night, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round both young and old and all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, "Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them." And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. And said, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Now, behold, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and you do to them as good in your own eyes. Only unto these who? Men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof." Before we go any farther, it blows my mind to think that a daddy would say, "Take my daughters." Two thoughts here from commentators who are commentators, okay? Two thoughts. Number one, that Lot kind of had an idea that these were angels, men of God. Could be. And they sure didn't want anything to fall upon them, which I kind of don't hold to that. Because if they're angels, we already know one can slay 185,000. It ain't no problem for two angels to do away with the guy. I hold to the second opinion. It's kind of my opinion. Again, you know what opinions are like. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two and they both stink. All right? But this is my opinion. It may be a stinking armpit opinion, but it's my opinion. That perhaps these men were so depraved because they just liked men, sodomites, that Lot knew that they wouldn't do anything to the daughters, because that's what I'd like to believe. I'd like to think that a dad, because he believed, because these are, you know, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, that perhaps that's why he said, "Take my daughters and do with them whatever you want to," knowing in the back of his mind, well, they don't like girls anyway, so they won't do nothing to them. Are you following? That's kind of what I think, whether or not. But the point I'm trying to make here, that these angels, again, were men in that masculine form. Angels are nowhere ever mentioned in Scripture about being women. And I know all of you like that television show. I talked about it last week. Touched by an Angel. Roma Downing or Downey or what, Downer, whatever her name is, you know. She was portrayed as an angel and had some good. I watched a little bit of it, but, you know, I don't get in back then, didn't watch it. I still remember one thing from that. How many of y'all ever watched that? Now, be honest. Yeah. Candace, you ever watch it? I saw you won't lift your hand. You're probably afraid he'd be mad at you. I watched a little bit. One thing that I remember from that show that I actually wrote in my Bible, that I've used that quote, where it came from, I don't know. I remember her saying something at the end of the show. She always had something good to say. She made the statement, "Do you know why God put our face on the eyes on the front of her head instead of the back of her head? to see where we're going and not where we've been. Did y'all get that? I thought it was pretty good, you know, to see where we're going and not where we've been. That was pretty profound. But I'm saying, even though it was good, there were not any women angels. Matter of fact, we're going to find out about giving in marriage and all here in just a little bit. We're going to look at that. Number four, they are non-reproductive beings. In other words, there are no such thing as baby angels. I hate to pop your bubble. I'm just telling you about the Word of God. Remember when David, let me give you an example, okay, for this. Because I know I do funeral. Unfortunately, I've done funerals for babies and all, and somebody, and eventually something's ever said, well, even on cemetery, you go to the mark, you see it on the tombstone or the headstone, gone to be an angel. See that? Wonderful, wonderful thought. But the truth is, that baby who died is much better than an angel. God has a great plan and purpose. Angels do not reproduce. They're not little baby angels. We see pictures of these babies floating on clouds, strumming a harp, you know, kind of, and wings and all. Angels are a company, and I have it in quotes, a company, not a race. Now, time won't allow. I'll deal with this at another time. In Genesis chapter number 6, I have some good friends, preacher friends, good friends of mine, who believe that in Genesis chapter number 6, those are fallen angels, demonic angels, who, how would I say this, Doug? Had relations, thank you, with women, earthly women, and out of that produced these monstrosities. They believe that, okay? I don't at all. It's talking about, I believe, the sons of God and sons of Seth and all that. Anyway, that's a whole other story. God didn't make angels to reproduce. God would not allow these fallen angels to come and have relations with these women. And out of that, well, what about these big men and all these? What, have you ever heard of after the flood and all? There were still some giants on the earth. You ever heard of Goliath? His brothers? Some of them had six fingers or six toes or whatever it was. That big old guy, you know. Shaquille O'Neal would wear size 20-something shoes, you know. There's still some big guys out there. The tallest, you know, I'm a Florida Gator fan. We won yesterday in basketball. The tallest teenager in the world is on the Florida Gators team. 7'8". Did you, again, it's so funny. When they played a team a couple of weeks ago, and I actually watched the game when they did it. Here's this guy, 6'8". He come down to the foul line, and this is at the end of the game, because this guy obviously can't play worth a lick, you know, or he'd be playing. He's 7'8". Here's a guy, 6'8". He walks up to him at the foul line, and he just goes. And he had a big smile on his face because he could not believe how big this 18, 19-year-old kid was, okay? I'm just saying, long story short, these were not demons who cohabited with men and created some monstrosities. They are non-reproductive beings. In other words, Matthew 22:30. Let me read this. I'll find it in a second. Matthew 22:30. Okay. You remember the story about the woman who had lost all these husbands and all? She's kind of deceased, and likewise the second, the third, the seventh, and the last old woman died. All right, whose husband will she be? Verse number 28. Of the seven guys who died, she was like a black widow, I guess. Who? I shouldn't have said that. For thou, who's going to be her husband in heaven? Jesus said in verse number 29, you do err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Verse number 30. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.